President Bush urged Congress to reform Social Security to keep it from going bankrupt in 2042. Democrats in the audience shouted no. Their district congressman Ron Kind says that's because the president has his facts wrong.
The Congressional Budget Office, which is a nonpartisan budget agency that Congress relies upon for budget figures, tells us in a recent report released this week that Social Security is good until 2052 with no reduction of benefits at all. The current structure, 2052, as long as the federal government honors the trust fund monies when they come due. And they're going to start coming due right around 2020. But those trust funds were supposed to be built up for this very contingency.
Kind says the worst-case scenario would see benefits reduced to 80% by 2052. Kind says the president would borrow $2 trillion to handle the transition to private accounts. He says that's unpalatable to fiscal conservatives.
And furthermore, the creation of these private accounts do absolutely nothing to ensure the solvency of Social Security. If anything, it makes it worse because of the additional borrowing that the president is proposing to do. In order to deal with the solvency issue, the president not only is going to have to support private accounts, but a serious reduction of future benefits to retirees.
The president wants private accounts for people younger than 55. He also promised people older than that will see no reduction in benefits and says he's open to ideas to fix the Social Security system. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.